Stop, drop, and listen. I'm Magda, and you've just arrived at your final destination. If it's raw, real, and unedited, I like it. Live, from the bottom of my heart, this podcast is everything you've never expected. I'm going to sign my name across the airwaves by daring to be different. Muchos arigatos. The secret to my weight loss goes in three parts. One of those parts is what I ate every day, what I eat every day, what I swear by. It's Verda. It comes in three flavors: chocolate, vanilla, berry. Where do you buy it? My website, www.atreve-tisandtom.com. I've been eating this every day for 3 years. It changed my body. It changed my life. Verda, a variation for the word green. In Spanish, it's verde. In French, it's verd. In my language, it's weight loss.
Hello. I just wanted to pretend I was Adele. What a song. Another great one by Adele. And she's beautiful. I mean, the lady has a really beautiful face. You know, I always wonder if weight loss would change the depth and the intonation of her voice. Just like I wonder if my favorite singers, if her nose, if she changed it, if it would affect her beautiful voice. Age, wear and tear, smoking, just life affects your voice. It changes your voice. But I always wonder about weight. How does that affect your voice? In any case, hello. Happy almost Thanksgiving. Well, you know, my name is Magda. Today, I was researching a couple of things to podcast about. Interesting Thanksgiving stories, and I learned a lot. But I thought I'd do something different and maybe out of the box and not related to Thanksgiving. Because to tell you the truth, I'm going to get... the turkey, the 3,000 calories a day, women give 64% more than men. Okay, big deal. We know that. I wanted to do something different. I actually stumbled on some information today, and it just made me think about pioneers, women pioneers. And then I thought about this one in particular, woman who for four decades has been proving that she is extraordinary. And she's done a hell of a job. I don't think anyone holds a candle to her. I think she's in a league of her own. And then I started to think she's a Leo, just like me. And you know how many Leos have come through my podcast? A lot of special, different people. This lady, though, is timeless. She is in a league of her own. And I started to research her. And then, of course, you just can't stop. Once you start researching her, you just can't stop. Her name is Madonna, and she is a material girl. And for four decades now, she has been shocking, awing us. No singer in recent memory has inspired more inheritors or haters or imitators. Because when you don't understand something, usually men talk bad about women they can't have, and women talk bad about a woman they want to be. And she is that woman. From Britney Spears to Nicki Minaj, no one can hold a candle to her. It's not about her voice, really. It's, I think about her cover stories. I think about her photographs. I think about the dance, the fashion, the sex, the desire, the celebrity. I think about all the controversy. She pissed a lot of people off, didn't she? Just being herself. Blockbusters like a Prayer. Do you remember Like a Prayer and the controversy? The black man kissing the white woman and the cross and the Christianity and the Catholicism, and just, it was all a commotion, wasn't it? All the hairdos, right? All the sexual preferences, choices, deviance. You know, her mother died very early, before she was 7 years old. You know, that's traumatic for a young girl. It's traumatic for anyone, but she was only seven. And then her dad marries a housekeeper. And that'll be a life changer, game changer, showstopper, huh? I mean, that'll crush your world, won't it? So Madonna opted to, and I was reading today in her own words, what she would do. And the first apartment she ever had for herself was on 4th Street and Avenue B. And that was her pride and joy. And it was in the worst neighborhood she could possibly have ever found. But she was very proud. She was a struggling dancer, and she was dying for attention, you know, the right kind, she says. And she would do anything it took to get that attention. She would take her clothes off. She would ruin her tights. As long as she got to be different than everyone else, opposite of everyone else. And I used to hear a lot, if you can't be first, you know, be different. And I, for many reasons, cannot be first. Like when I'm running a marathon, I can't be first. When I'm striking a yoga pose, I can't be best because I'm not tallest. It just doesn't look so graceful. But I do try to be different. So I do relate to her there. You know, she danced with John Travolta. She married Sean Penn. Her first marriage, though, was to a Cuban man. Hello, hello. I know, that song is killing me. She kept thinking, I can't believe it. Somebody's noticing me. And then that, what does it do? It eggs you on. You get confidence. You get momentum. And then you keep on going. The musical training from her history, the writing, is what prepped her for the technicality of what she was facing. But definitely there was a fire in her that cannot be taught or learned. This was in her. She was born this way. The outfits. I mean, that alone, just the pictures alone. Welcome to New York in 1978. She took her clothes off. Madonna on the floor, rolling around in the wedding dress. Remember, like a virgin. Nice night for a white wedding. Very nice night. Michael Jackson. I mean, Michael Jackson and Madonna. Imagine the mystique about that. In 1987, Madonna was already one of the biggest pop stars in the world. But did anybody really know the person behind the celebrity? Does anyone still know her? She's got kids. She's got adopted kids. She has two biological children, Rocco with Guy Ritchie, the movie producer, and who's that girl? No, just kidding. The daughter with the Cuban man, her husband, who never will I remember his name, but I do know that he is Cuban. Why? Because I am too. On stage in Montreal, she wore the bra with the metal boobies. Sean Penn is also a Leo. In 1986, they got together. I didn't think they were going to get married, but 13 helicopters flying over their head, and guess what? It turned into a circus. Two Leos got married, and it was a circus. People have this idea that if you're sexual and beautiful and provocative, then there's nothing else you could possibly offer. Well, guess what? Madonna stopped that rumor, didn't she? Rumors, you know, in her life. You know that song? Nobody, no rumors. Na, 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 na. This lady, the rumors about this lady are still rampant after 4 decades. And hello, have you seen her legs? I mean, she's timeless. True Confessions, you remember that? Warren Beatty, two stars, talk, power, sex, men, money, and fame. Do you remember her affairs with women? Do you remember her wearing a Jewish star? Madonna does what she wants, and she doesn't say, I'm sorry. A lot of people don't like that. A lot of people think that that's rude, that it's wrong. I think she's true and correct to herself. I think she is a badass. Much respect for her money-making abilities. She can feed herself milk with her feet. She is very strong. Her body is very, very strong. When her father asked the children to call the housekeeper mother, she said no. She said, I don't have a mother to love me, so I'm going to make the world love me. Just like a man has a penis, she refers to herself as a woman with a vagina. Do you vagina much? This is something that came out of her mouth for an article. Sean and her didn't make it, unfortunately, and she is a single woman now. Pepsi hired her and then fired her because of the Like a Prayer controversy. When she was growing up, she wanted to be a nun because they were elegant and superhuman and fabulous. It's kind of funny. She is fabulous. I think she's elegant. That's my own personal opinion. A lot of people I know disagree with me, but she's superhuman. Now, the real meaning of superhuman, this is kind of funny, is a certain percent of body fat. That is the technical meaning for superhuman. This lady is superhuman. I would bet she meets the criteria of body fat too. She is a writer. She's a reader. She's a yogi. She's a dancer. She's a singer. She's a mother. She's a stepmother. She's an adoptive mother. She's an ex-wife. She's a girlfriend. She's a boyfriend. I mean, this lady grabs her crotch and does whatever she wants. But she's very talented, isn't she? I believe that her goals, they keep progressing. She never stops. She never considers herself a conventionally pretty person. She looks at girls and she says they're perfect and she believes she has to work for it. I mean, these are things that I picked up just today reading different articles about her. Do you remember when she got into the groove with Guy Ritchie and that changed her sound completely? It was kind of like a Southern sound, Ray of Light, the Yogi Time. She won Grammy after Grammy over that. The Buddha in her, she tries a lot of things with her voice, but never a dry voice. Why? Because she says that her voice isn't good enough if it's not wet. Everyone thought I was a freak as a teen because she was confrontational. She didn't shave her armpits and she wore no makeup. And then she wore too much makeup and then she shaved too much. So she never really could please everybody. She wrote books for children. I have them all. It was beautiful. She was a football player's nightmare. She remembers her high school days. Her daughter, the Cuban man's daughter, is Lourdes, by the way. They called her Lola. She was born in 1998. She was in a couple of the videos with some of her lesbian lovers that were famous. Debbie Mazar is one of them. One of them is here in Miami. She's a friend of mine. When Guy Ritchie came into her life, he was younger than her. He was a writer. They made a beautiful couple, but it ended quickly. They had Rocco. So she has the two biological children, and then she adopted the other two. She's been told that she inspired Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera, and she rolls her eyes about the Britney Spears thing. Remember that kiss? She was everywhere. Everywhere you looked, she was everywhere. She was riding along as a spiritualist, part narcissist, part sex symbol, yogi, the back of a horse, Green Day, storms, dance floors. This lady was everywhere. Movies, everything. She didn't stop. The hair colors. Did they ever stop? A rainbow of hair colors. She's amazing. She's amazing. Madonna moments. Do you remember where you were when she did that? Or this? Or that? Or this? The men she was with. Endless. Endless men. She remembers that she fell off of a horse riding because she was on Demerol, Vicodin, Xanax, Valium, and OxyContin all at the same time. She was very scared to take them because she's a control freak. Remember when she played Frida? Remember when she did a headstand, heels over her head? Great Western Forum in Inglewood, California, lady spinning on her head. She's 50-some years old while she's doing this. She collects pain pills, but she doesn't take them anymore. Madonna is someone that has learned from her errors. She took a bow. Remember that? Take a bow. On the heels of her induction to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Madonna looked back at more of a quarter of a century of scandal, and she took a bow. Because she is scandalous, isn't she? If I was going to be a singer, I'd have to earn it, she says. She doesn't like her voice. She doesn't think she's beautiful. Madonna has sold over 200 million records, more than any other female artist by far. And that actually, it makes me a little bit sad because my favorite singer is a truly talented singer. But man, can Madonna put on a show. And it's not that she's so beautiful. It's that she's very sexy. I mean, she's just attractive. Papa don't preach. Controversy after controversy, she just kept shocking people. She never got boring. Big happy family. She's got her kids. Love life. It never did come together for her. Justin Timberlake and her, Michael Jackson and her. And then, of course, that marriage, Sean Penn. Hello. That was beautiful. Sean Penn and her in the same household. I mean, hello. Hello. That song is making me pee every day. Rebel Heart. Have you heard it? Look for it. It's one of my favorites. It's not so popular. Now she's in her 60s, okay? Women her age have accepted that they're not allowed to behave in a certain way. She never follows rules, and she's not going to start now. How cool is that? After the Grammys in the year 2015, she never got to engage with who wins awards or not because she just stopped thinking that was important after she won so many. I don't think that that's something gross to say. I think that that's something honest to say. She has two adopted children, two biological children. She's an active parent. There was a time when she was less than provocative and she was married. My ex was not a fan of me kissing Britney Spears. It was on a show. She was acting. I get it, though. I really do. Striking a pose. There's nothing to it. Vogue. The videos. The MTV era. The culture. She changed forever. 4 decades. Number 1, express yourself. Number 2, ray of light. Number 3, open your heart. Number 4, take a bow. I'm talking about 1994. 89, Like a Prayer. 93, Rain. Papa Don't Preach. 86, Vogue. 90, Like a Virgin. Well, God, that was the coolest. 1984, Cherish. 89, Material Girl. The coolest. 1985, Justify My Love. That was the era of Warren Beatty. Remember Carly Simon sang that song about Warren Beatty? Madonna got with him. Bedtime Story, Human Nature, Burning Up. Burning Up was fun. Hung Up. That was amazing in 2005. Fever, 93. Music, 2000. Frozen, 98. All of these have different hair colors, hair textures. The 50 greatest songs of Madonna, can you name them? In order, I'll tell you. The number one greatest song of Madonna, according to the American population, is Like a Prayer. I don't agree with that. Number 2, Into the Groove. Number 3, Vogue. Number 4, Borderline. See, I'm more of a borderline girl, Like a Virgin girl. I'm not going to go through them all. Live to Tell, number 7. Hello, I don't know about that. Hello. yeah, Dress You Up in My Love. Hello, that's number 15. I don't know about that, guys. Who's That Girl? Not my favorite. Physical Attraction. That's one of my favorite. You remember that? Physical Attraction. So Madonna, why is everyone in love with Madonna? I never heard a song called Bitch on Madonna from Rebel Heart. It's this year. We have to get into that one. La Isla Bonita was not my favorite. It's number 40. You gotta admit, the lady's in great shape. Fantastic shape. She has a whole series of children's books. I remember them like it was yesterday. There's something, though, that's very interesting about Madonna, and it's her photographs. It didn't matter if she was wealthy or not wealthy, who the photographer, she has been photographed by the world's greatest photographers. Scantily clad, naked, heavily clothed, dressed like a man, it doesn't matter. There's something, there's an it factor about her. It's kind of like a magic. There's a light in her that shines, that is contagious, and everyone wants to touch her. Madonna has my undying respect. I have seen her in concert in Miami, in Canada, in New York, and I would do it again. She's well worth the show. I wish you guys a happy Thanksgiving if you hear this before Thanksgiving. But more than that, whether you agree with her preferences sexually or her decisions with children or politics or religion, who cares? She deserves the respect of all artists. She is a tremendous performer. And today I celebrate Madonna. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you soon. I got him. I got my favorite sponsor. They're all my favorite sponsor, but this one's open for life. I'm so fresh, fresh to death. Here in the 305, there's a place called Hugo Fresh, where we drink mad juice. They've got the right medicina for you. It's where the vida is. Homegrown, local love, community members, and just downright outrageous. They're paddleboarders. They're yogis. They're very LA, very New York, and now they're my sponsors with various locations throughout South Florida. www.hugofresh.com. They're open for life.